I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, only 70 degrees.
You're good to go on the Salt Lake County freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, a new way to help the families of missing people. The parents of Gabby Petito are establishing a new foundation in her honor aimed at filling the gaps in missing persons investigations. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Paul?
Well, Maria, the families held a press conference today thanking the press and the social media for keeping the search for Petito in the spotlight when she was missing. Petito's stepfather, Jim Schmidt, says other foundations have convinced law enforcement agencies to re-examine old cases, and they hope their foundation can do the same.
Some good can come out of it, that we can help other people that may be in a similar situation reach out to these other organizations that do similar things and find out what's missing.
Schmidt says they have not brought Petito's body home yet because forensics teams still have more work to do. Her parents and step-parents got matching tattoos that were originally designed by Petito. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City Police say they have made an arrest in connection with an assault earlier this month near East High School. A 17-year-old student told police they saw a fight between a woman and an 18-year-old Leonardo Lopez. That led to a fight between the teen and Lopez. People say Lopez hit the 17-year-old in the head with a gun, but didn't fire the weapon. He's now facing charges of aggravated assault and possession of a dangerous weapon by a restricted person. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, is testifying today in the Senate Armed Services Committee. He told lawmakers he was well within the parameters of his job when he called his Chinese counterpart. He said he didn't think former President Trump would launch an attack, but he received intelligence that the Chinese were worried about one.
I know, I am certain that President Trump did not intend to attack the Chinese. And it is my directed responsibility, and it was my directed responsibility by the secretary, to convey that intent to the Chinese.
The conversations were first alleged in a book called Peril that suggested Milley was worried about the former president's mental state during the end of his time in office. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is putting out a grim warning. She says if Congress doesn't act soon to raise the debt limit, the United States will default on its debts by mid-October. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more from Washington.
In a letter addressed to several members of Congress, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says based on new information, the Treasury will not be able to pay its bills by October 18th, resulting in the U.S. government failing to meet existing obligations, like paying military salaries, ensuring Social Security benefits and tax refunds. Yellen says Congress should not wait to raise or suspend the debt limit, adding that the full faith and credit of the United States should not be put at risk. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the finish line is within sight for the president's infrastructure packages.
In the next day or so, we hope to come to a place where we can all move forward on that.
The president is working to nudge moderate congressionals Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema toward comfortable budget numbers. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. Pfizer says they have submitted data to the Food and Drug Administration on their coronavirus vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Company says their data showed that their vaccine is safe and effective for children. The submission to request emergency use authorization is expected to come in the coming weeks. 12% of people in a new poll say they will not get a COVID-19 vaccine under any circumstance.
Roughly 7 in 10 people surveyed in a new Kaiser Family Foundation poll say they've gotten at least a dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. More than a third of those who recently got a shot say the increase in cases due to the Delta variant drove their decision. Even though the vaccines are free, uninsured people under 65 made up the lowest percentage of the vaccinated. 58% of Republicans in the poll said they've gotten a shot. The gap, though, between different racial groups is closed. Roughly the same percentage of white, black, and Hispanic adults all say they've gotten a shot. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Utah Jazz are preparing to return to the court with COVID-19 vaccinations. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The Jazz held their first media day for the upcoming season with a big announcement. Every single player has been vaccinated against COVID-19. General Manager Justin Zanuck made the announcement, saying he's happy to be able to say that. KSLSports.com reports some of the players say they were hesitant, but Rudy Gobert said he took his time to research and talk about it with the right people before choosing to get the shot. Donovan Mitchell says at the end of the day, it was a personal decision, but he's also encouraging others to get vaccinated. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, how some dads are hoping to get other dads involved in their kids' lives, and a look at your noontime drive.
We have a really nice drive on your Salt Lake County freeways, a little bit of busy traffic northbound I-15 in the construction in Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
BYU rolls north this week. Undefeated.
Bubbled and the Cougars recover. The Cougs get the ball.
Friday night, BYU takes on USU and Logan. Keep listening this week. Unrivaled talks about the rivalry every night at 7 on KSL News Radio.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spend years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
The game of football is about pain. Ever since I was 5 years old, it's been all about football. It's been about running, jumping, blocking, tackling. I stopped playing at 31.
You're listening to Michael Robinson, retired pro fullback.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad that those arch supports are in my shoes. I have terrible my kids. With the Good Feet arch supports, man, I'm always ready. My kids actually got to enjoy me in the yard more, racing each other, backpedaling, teaching them some things, being a dad. If I had known about the Good Feet arch support earlier, I would have more than one championship. I would have 2 championship rings.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Good Feet store, the life you love starts here. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. The family of Gabby Petito is creating a new foundation in Gabby's honor. They say it will help fill the gaps in missing persons investigations. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is following that story for us this afternoon, and we will continue to keep you up to date on the very latest in that investigation. A new book goes into just how far the monitoring of Britney Spears has gone during her conservatorship. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
The latest on Britney Spears as she tries to get out from under the conservatorship that's been run by her father. A documentary is out from the New York Times, Controlling Britney.
We saw this very intense surveillance apparatus and also this, the emotional side of what that did, that I think the public is starting to understand more how this could have been going on for so long.
Director Samantha Stark. Alex Vlasov, former employee of Black Box Security, says her phone was monitored and recording devices were put in places like her bedroom.
When I took a step back and I looked at everything, it really reminded me of somebody that was in prison.
ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
The whole point of a conservatorship is to have someone watching over someone else, taking care of that person. Now, does that necessarily mean that listening devices are part of the game? No. In order for that to pass legal muster, you would have needed some sort of court approval to do that.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Utah's governor wants more men to get involved in their children's education. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more on that story.
Multiple studies show children are more likely to enjoy school and graduate if their fathers are involved. The research shows the kids do better on achievement tests and have a higher tolerance for stress and frustration. Governor Spencer Cox is now part of a video to promote men getting involved in the Parent-Teacher Association.
Don't forget, real men join the PTA.
The video was made by a group of men calling themselves the PTA Dads. They say there are many ways men can get involved in education, read to children at home, and actively participate in their homework can help set the stage for success in the classroom. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. A nice and quiet start to our Tuesday noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along, and where we had a little bit of busy and slower traffic, moving northbound on I-15 in Clearfield in the construction, that's already eased up. Salt Lake City PD has wrapped up a crash at 2100 South, 1700 East, and so far that makes us a crash-free commute at this time on our freeways, main secondaries, and the majority of our side streets. Celebrate and be blown away with 50 years of spectacular entertainment. BYU Spectacular, October 7th and 8th, featuring Brian Stokes Mitchell. Celebration of arts, sports, and more. Tickets on sale at BYUtickets.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a little gloomy out there today. Let's get the latest on the forecast. See if we're going to see some rain. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, the colder weather's coming back here. We're cool today in the 60s. We've had some rain showers. We've got some more rain showers coming your way late afternoon and evening. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, even cooler with a high of 62. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 70 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, new data shedding the light on domestic violence numbers in Utah. That's up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Early on at Whipple Service Champions, I bought 6 plumbing vans for an average of $2,000 each. What a bargain, but it wasn't. I apologize to those poor technicians that had to drive those broken-down vans and to the customers who had to wait while we waited for tow trucks and mechanics. After that, I bought 5-year-old fleet trucks. Now I know why they sell their trucks at 5 years and why I should never buy them. I've learned this about furnaces, ACs, and water heaters, too. If they are 15 or 20 years old, they're not going to be reliable. At Whipple Service Champions, you can have reliable and get over $2,000 off a high-efficiency furnace and AC or a new water heater at this year's best prices. Each comes with a reliable 10 years parts and labor warranty. Only from Whipple, Utah's best-of-state company 9 times in 9 years. Whipple Service Champions, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. 10 years parts and labor.
Imagine never having to pick up the phone to call a business again. No more phone tag, no more awkward voicemails, and no more awful hold music. That's the world Podium is creating by making it easier for customers to connect with small businesses like yours. You might have seen Podium's billboards all over the city and wondered what they do. Well, they're changing the way local businesses communicate and get stuff done across the globe, including right here in our own backyard. The Utah Jazz, RC Willie, Absolute HVAC, there's Fat Cats, Ken Garf, and Zero Res all use Podium to connect with their customers. With Podium's all-in-one inbox, you can chat with customers, get online reviews, collect payments from anywhere, and send marketing campaigns that actually get a response, all by sending a quick text. Everybody texts. With Podium, so can your business. Get started today with free tools at podium.com/KSL, or sign up for a paid Podium account and get a free credit card reader. Restrictions apply. That's podium.com/KSL.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
Macy's is the locally owned source of happy shopping. Happy shopping is the Macy's commitment to bring you the freshest produce, the best guest service, and you get in and out and on with your day as quickly as possible. Macy's has delicious meals ready to eat, healthy items to keep you on your feet, and donuts and ice cream when you need a treat. Visit Macy's in-store or at Macy's.com to experience the Macy's difference. Macy's. Happy shopping. The kids are back in school, and Skinny Utah would like to help you get your health and weight back in order. Get 25% off in September. Start today at SkinnyUtah.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Gabby Petito's family sets up a foundation in her honor. They say they want to help fill the gaps in missing persons cases, and they hope their foundation can do that. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Pfizer is submitting data on their vaccine for kids between 5 and 11 years old to the FDA. The company says their shot has proven to be safe and effective in kids. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
So far, so good. Out on the valley freeways, no accidents or delays. Our main secondaries like Mountain View, Highway 111, Bangor State, 7th East, all in good shape. You're looking at a delay-free drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's a lot cooler, breezy today with a slight chance of showers near 70. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center. Yep,
temperature going in the wrong direction. Now 68 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. is starting to see a decline in hospitalizations. The CDC shows about half of the drop is due to Florida cases declining. Today, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the booster rollout is also strong, with more than 400,000 Americans getting their third Pfizer dose this weekend. And he says when it comes to the initial vaccinations, there is no longer a double-digit disparity.
73% of Latinos and 70% of Black Americans have now gotten at least their first shot. That compares to 71% of white Americans.
At the White House today, President Biden meeting with key moderate Democrats trying to boost support for his $3.5 trillion human infrastructure proposal. But Congress has an even bigger issue looming. The deadline to raise the debt limit ceiling is later this week.
In a letter addressed to several members of Congress, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says based on new information, the Treasury will not be able to pay its bills by October 18th, resulting in the U.S. government failing to meet existing obligations like paying military salaries, ensuring Social Security benefits, and tax refunds. Yellen says Congress should not wait to raise or suspend the debt limit, adding that the full faith and credit of the United States should not be put at risk. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
The family of Gabby Petito say they're starting a foundation to honor her and stepping up calls for her fiance to turn himself in.
Wearing teal ribbons to match the color of Gabby Petito's eyes and new tattoos that were designed by Gabby, her parents are calling on Brian Laundrie to turn himself in. Their attorney, Richard Stafford.
The Laundries did not help us find Gabby. They sure is not going to help us find Brian. For Brian, we're asking you to turn yourself in to the FBI or the nearest law enforcement agency.
There have been no known signs of Brian Laundrie in 2 weeks. Alex Stone, ABC News.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Shining a light on domestic violence.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Gabby Petito case has raised awareness of not only domestic violence, but the ongoing issue of missing and murdered women in Native American communities around the country. New data is helping to show the true extent of the problem. Shining a light on domestic violence, KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has this in-depth look.
State Representative Angela Romero chairs the task force created by the Utah legislature to study the issue of missing and murdered indigenous women.
It wasn't until the Urban Indian Health Institute started to collect data that it was kind of like there was data to back up the concern.
That study said there were 24 cases just in Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City police say that estimate is too high, but agrees cases have been underreported. The University of Wyoming published a detailed study earlier this year, and its lead author is Emily Grant.
The Native American community in Wyoming is about 3% of the population. That accounts for about 21% of the homicides and 15% of the missing people reported in the state.
Utah activist Michelle Brown says there is a temporary spotlight on the issue.
It's a very fast and furious moment where the media will make the comparison of the disparities between a white woman's case and an indigenous woman's case.
Soon, though, Brown expects media attention to move on. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Maria, I'm hearing scanner chatter of a new crash with possible injuries. Extrication units may be needed. This is a rollover crash in Taylorsville, 4700 South, 3600 West. Expect traffic to get bogged down in that area, especially as emergency crews arrive on the scene and likely block lanes of traffic. We are looking at a very good drive on all the valley freeways, but if you're in Davis County headed northbound on Highway 89, a little bit of backup between SR 193 up to the I-84 junction. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast now with Grant Wayman.
Big cool down today, only 70. The high, showers a possibility in the afternoon. It's going to be a breezy day as well with a north wind. And even colder tomorrow, 62 the high, and that's it. Partly cloudy skies. It's going to warm up after that, though. Mostly sunny on Thursday. High, cool, only 68. 73 the high on Friday with mostly sunny skies. Pleasant weekend as it warms up a little bit. 75 on Saturday, 76 on Sunday with mostly sunny skies, and then up to 77 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. Our temperature has now dropped to 68 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, we'll check your money. Boy, temperatures dropping and the market's dropping as well. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Lose that summer vacation weight quickly and reset your metabolism with NJ Diet. NJ Diet uses new technology that consists of hair and saliva sampling to customize a personal weight loss program just for you. They contractually guarantee that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your personal diet plan and workout regimen so you can keep that weight off. Full supervision is provided every step of the way, and you even get a doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet is all natural, which means no shot, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. They're at the Sugar House Center in Salt Lake and around the world with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET, or log on to njdiet.com to lose that weight for good. That's njdiet.com.
If you've been meaning to get your house painted all summer and think you've missed your chance, relax. You're just in time to go with the pros at Serta Pro Painters. Your local Serta Pro Painters are ready to give your home a refreshing color change inside or out. They'll handle every detail from start to finish, worry-free. Because Serta Pro Painters is a local service you can rely on. You can renew and refresh your walls and your spirit, knowing you're getting the service and expertise you deserve. Your home will be prepped, primed, and painted long before the holidays and your Aunt Mary arrives. To marvel at your home's fresh new look, you'll be the pride of the neighborhood. It's not too late to get on the schedule with a free estimate from your local Serta Pro Painters and get your painting project started today at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
At Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah, your experience always comes first. That's why we focus on helping our members and building lasting, meaningful relationships. Whether you're writing code, repairing highways, or running a household, we do everything we can to make your life and health easier. That means simplifying healthcare so it's easier to navigate, making sure quality, affordable care is always in reach, going the extra mile when you need our help, and putting guidance and support right at your fingertips with personalized digital tools. We have over 75 years of serving members and communities across Utah, so you and your family are in trusted hands. Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Proudly rooted in Utah since 1944.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1224. Ford is downshifting into a new plan to build electric vehicles. ABC's Daria Omberger has a story.
Ford Motor Company is building two new massive environmentally and technologically advanced campuses to produce its next generation of electric vehicles. The plants in Tennessee and Kentucky will build the company's F-Series trucks, including the popular F-150 Lightning, and make batteries to power future Ford and Lincoln vehicles. The nearly $11.5 billion initiative, the largest in Ford's 118-year history, will also rev up the job market in both areas, creating nearly 11,000 jobs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Wells Fargo is paying to settle another claim that it mistreated customers. The bank will pay $37.3 million to settle with the U.S. government over claims that it fraudulently overcharged commercial clients on foreign exchange services. There are new developments in the case against one of the largest video game makers in the world. Activision Blizzard has agreed to pay $18 million to settle the case over alleged harassment and workplace discrimination. Starbucks is giving away free coffee tomorrow. Starbucks will celebrate its 50th anniversary as well as National Coffee Day with free drinks, but only if you bring a clean, reusable 20-ounce cup. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 493 points. That's a percent and a half, sitting at 34,374. S&P 500 down by 78. The NASDAQ, it's the big loser this hour. It's down by 362 points. That's 2.5%. How many pancakes are too many? The world record for the most pancakes ever made in a single serving was just broken in Centerville, Iowa. Community members served up 14,280 pancakes on Saturday. The city is near a Pillsbury facility, and they do a Pancake Day celebration every year. It took over 100 volunteers to make all those pancakes, but no word on how many people it took to eat them all.
This Saturday and Sunday, KSL is pleased to be your home for General Conference. Listen Saturday at 9:30 and Sunday starting at 8. Take us wherever you go on the KSL News Radio app. And at home, just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci here at the National Institutes of Health. If you've recovered from COVID-19, your plasma has antibodies that may help others fight COVID. Please donate plasma now. You can literally save lives. There are thousands of locations across the country where you can donate. Find a site to donate your plasma at coronavirus.gov.
produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, last go around. You got a problem in Taylorsville.
We do. It's a rollover crash, possible injuries. A lot of emergency crews called to this one. This is 4700 South, 3600 West. If you're traveling the Valley Freeways, though, you are good to go. Take control of your financial future at the Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference. Friday, October 8th, in person and online. Limited seating available. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds have moved in. Let's check the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Temperatures in the 60s rest of the day with more showers coming our way and thunderstorms into the evening hours. And tomorrow it's even cooler. 50s much of the day, 62 the high and partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's mostly cloudy and 68 degrees downtown. Good afternoon. KSL's top story this hour. Investigators are looking into an overnight shooting that led to a head-on collision in South Jordan. Police Lieutenant Rob Hansen says officers were responding to reports of shots fired and a crash.
We did have two or three witnesses who reported shots being fired. And then it didn't come together until we respond on the accident and realize that the two were related.
Lieutenant Hansen says the driver of one of the vehicles drifted into the other car. He says it's believed that that driver became incoherent because of being shot. She was rushed to the hospital for surgery and is expected to survive. Clinton police say they arrested a man who lit a woman on fire on Monday. KSL.com reports police were called Monday to 9th West, 23rd North, where a woman had been burned by a road flare. Police claim 49-year-old Mark Allen Davis had poured gasoline on the victim before lighting the flare. When police arrived, they searched the yard, eventually found Davis hiding in a hole. Police also say he had a cooler filled with drugs. He's been booked for investigation of a number of charges, including attempted murder. The family of Gabby Petito say they want to honor her memory by starting a foundation. The Gabby Petito Foundation will offer support and resources to other families looking for their children. Gabby's stepfather, Jim Schmidt, also tells reporters today that Gabby's body hasn't come home from New York yet.
We want to make sure that no matter what, we do not impede their investigation in any way. We wanted her home immediately, but we understand their position. And we know that she's safe with them.
Law enforcement is continuing the search for Brian Laundry, who is the only person of interest in the case. Grand County Sheriff's investigators are asking for anyone who may have seen something in the South Mesa area where two women were killed last month to come forward. Sheriff's office issued a statement today saying they've enlisted a number of labs and technicians to help in the case. Crystal Turner, Kylan Schulte were found dead at their campsite in mid-August. Police have released very little information as they investigate, but they say they will release more when it's available, as long as it does not impede with their investigation. It may take a little longer to receive your mail starting on Friday, but only if you're expecting something from out of state. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The United States Postal Service says it's changing the way it ships letters and packages. Starting this week, all mail will be sent by ground transportation instead of by air. But mail is already sent by truck within state lines, so it won't affect your service if you're sending things locally. The USPS is also temporarily raising prices to send packages for the holiday season. Between October 3rd and December 26th, it will cost a bit more to send those gifts. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Senate lawmakers and the Armed Services Committee are grilling the military's top brass today on the Afghanistan troop withdrawal. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said that he thought a smaller reserve of troops should have stayed behind. He was also asked why he didn't resign if the president didn't seem to take his advice.
The president doesn't have to agree with that advice. He doesn't have to make those decisions just because we're generals. And it would be an incredible act of political defiance for a commissioned officer to just resign because my advice is not taken. This country doesn't want generals figuring out what orders we are going to accept and do or not. That's not our job.
We'll have more of General Milley's comments coming up in the in-depth in 10 minutes from his opening statement today. There is a new eyewitness account of what happened at Petco Park in San Diego when a mother and her two-year-old son fell from a concourse and died.
Police in San Diego have not said if they believe the woman jumped with her child or fell, but they say they are investigating. Now a witness writing to our affiliate KGTV saying she saw the woman holding her baby jumping on park benches next to the railing in a dining area of the concourse of the stadium. She was happy and laughing, and then she went over the railing with her baby, not making any noise, not screaming. The only thing the witness says she heard next was them hitting the ground many stories below. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, if you're confused about all these infrastructure and funding bills being discussed in Congress, Boyd Matheson will break it down. Plus, we'll have a look at your noontime drive.
A rollover crash, 4700 South, 3600 West in Taylorsville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Your morning companions. Dave and
Dujanovic. Americans spent more on taxes than food, clothing, health care, and entertainment combined.
10% here, 6% sales tax here, property taxes.
It just creeps up.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Weekdays 9 till noon.
On KSL News Radio.
Macy's is the locally owned source of happy shopping. Happy shopping is the Macy's commitment to bring you the freshest produce, the best guest service, and you get in and out and on with your day as quickly as possible. Macy's has delicious meals ready to eat, healthy items to keep you on your feet, and donuts and ice cream when you need a treat. Visit Macy's in-store or at Macy's.com to experience the Macy's difference. Macy's. Happy shopping.
Just because the leaves are changing colors doesn't mean your carpet should be. Zero Res loves fall, but they know that the seasons can be tough on your carpets. Get the deepest clean possible every time with Zero Res's patented process. The Zero Res process means no harsh chemicals, soaps, or dirt-attracting residue is left on your carpets, keeping them cleaner longer. Schedule your carpet cleaning today for just $33 per room. Call 801-288-ZERO. That's 801-288-9376. Or search Zero Res online.
I want to talk to you about cryptocurrency. Did you know that if you invested $10 in Bitcoin in 2010, it would be worth over $400,000 in January 2021? Crypto could represent the future of money, but it can be intimidating. And what about taxes? Well, with an Alto Crypto IRA, you can trade crypto, like Bitcoin, and avoid or defer the taxes. You can create an account in just a few minutes and invest with as little as $10, with no setup charges. There are over 80 coins available, like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Cardano. You can make a cash contribution or transfer cash from an existing IRA. Invest just $10 today. Who knows what it could be worth in 10 years? Ready to take your investments to the next level? Diversify like the pros and trade without tax headaches. Open an Alto Crypto IRA with as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Start investing in cryptocurrency today. Go to altoira.com/talk.
KSL News Time, 1237. Congress is working on several major proposals this week. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me now to help make sense of them all. Let's see if I can keep them straight. Two infrastructure bills, the debt limit, a spending bill, a concurrent resolution on something I can't even name. I mean, it gets really confusing.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Right.
It's all coming this week.
Oh, my goodness.
It is very confusing. And I think the important thing for everyone to recognize is that these are all separate items that shouldn't all be lumped together. And that's sort of what happens as we look at it and breaks it down. So the important thing for this week is Congress does have to fund the government. So it does need to continue. They need to do that by Friday.
So that's the spending bill.
This
is where it gets confusing.
This is just the funding of government bill. And so this is the...
How's spending different from funding?
So this is the... Yeah, funding. they're going to do it through what's called a continuing resolution, which is cheating. Because their job as Congress is to actually go through 12 buckets of appropriations, pass those, and then that's how we spend money. Congress hasn't done that under Democrats or Republicans for decades now. And so what they do is a continuing resolution, which is sort of like just putting your spending on autopilot. So even if you're spending more money than you take in, if you say, we'll just keep doing what we've been doing, and that is what they're going to do. And my guess is they'll pass it probably tomorrow or Thursday. And my guess is they will fund the government just until oh, I don't know, right before Christmas or New Year's, mm-hmm. so they can have another one of these battles. So the government will get funded that way. The debt ceiling is a separate issue. Janet Yellen issued a memo to Congress today saying we have, initially it was, we were going to be out at the end of September of money. Now we have until the 18th of October. So that number moves around a little bit. The debt ceiling will get taken care of one way or the other before we get to the end of October. They could extend that a few months out. And then that leaves us with just the two big bills. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. That one could get a vote in the House as early as Thursday. And then the big question mark right now is the president's proposals, which are all put in this $3.5 trillion kind of catch-all bill. Human infrastructure is what the administration is calling it. It's a lot of different things, and that one is in deep jeopardy. My guess is that will no longer be a $3.5 trillion spending bill. It'll actually probably be about half that, I think, when they get to the end. So a lot of negotiating still coming along on those. And you have threats from the far right, the far left, the middle. Everybody's drawing lines in the sand.
My eyes are crossed.
And I think we're going to end up with a pretzel is what we're going to end up with. Lines will be crossed, and we'll end up with something different.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks,
you're
going
to just straighten it all out. Boyd Matheson coming your way on Inside Sources from 1 to 3 this afternoon. KSL News Time, 1239.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.